time for another piano puzzler. Bruce Adolph is joining me here in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune and rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. We get a listener on the phone to try to guess the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. Heather Christensen is joining us from Portales, New Mexico, on the far east side of New Mexico. Heather, tell me a little bit more about Portales.
Well, it's a small agricultural community, about 12,000, and we have Eastern New Mexico University here. It's a nice little place to live.
And what do you do in Portales?
I'm a children's librarian.
Uh-huh. And is music part of your life as well?
Yes, I play the piano a little bit and sing every week at preschool story time, so that's about what we do.
Well, maybe you should sing to us instead of having us play something to you.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
All right, we'll work up to that. We'll do the piano puzzler first and then see if we can get a song out of you.
All right.
Now, Heather, I don't know what's coming either, so if you get stuck on either the tune or the composer, maybe we can brainstorm on this together.
Okay,
Heather, here's Bruce Adolph with your piano puzzler. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Whatever it was. Heather, any thoughts?
Well, I'm thinking we're dealing with the Romantic period here.
Yes.
Possibly Brahms?
Yes. Well, there you go.
Johannes Brahms. Wow.
Very, very good. Yes.
Now, of all the Romantic composers you could have picked, what made Brahms come to mind first?
Well, it just sounded like him. I think I heard some three against two going on in there.
You did. Yeah. I always like that answer that, you know, it's the sound.
It just sounded like him.
Well, it does.
Yeah. Bruce, what did you throw in there to make it sound like Brahms?
Well, the first thing Heather said is true. There's a lot of the Brahmsian tension of three against two right at the beginning. It's very Brahmsian.
Mm-hmm. So Johannes Brahms, the composer whose style Bruce was imitating there. Heather, any thoughts about the tune?
Now that I'm listening, but I just can't hear it. It's really buried in there, or else I don't know it.
Well, the tune is mostly on the top, and I, you know, who knows? You may not know it. Fred, did you have an inkling of it?
I have an inkling.
Is it slowed down? Is it supposed to be faster?
Well, it is pretty slow, yes. Perfect. I will play it a little faster and bring out the tune a little more.
Okay. I don't think I know it. That's definitely the tune I could hear in the Brahms, but I don't think I know the song.
Well, you'll probably always think of it as Brahms now.
Probably.
I know it by the name Sakura Sakura.
That's the name I know it by, too.
Sometimes called the Cherry Blossom Song.
That's right. Yeah, okay. That's right. A lot of United Nations Day celebrations, et cetera, that's something kids might sing for a World Celebration Day or something like that.
Now, I would never have thought to put those two together.
I think I've heard the title, but not ever heard the tune.
Yeah, that could be.
Well, Heather Christensen from Portales, New Mexico. What's your public radio station?
It's KENW.
Heather, thank you so much for playing our piano puzzler this week.
Thank you.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.
American Public Media.